Cyber attacks on the healthcare industry have more than doubled in recent years. For rural hospitals that struggle to stay open or hire staff, it's even harder to afford cybersecurity tools. Here's Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton.
Hospitals are more connected than ever. MRI machines, heart rate monitors, medical records, they're all linked to the internet. But that connection comes with risk.
If you can't afford to protect it, you can't afford to connect it.
Bo Woods is a cybersecurity expert and founder of Stratego Security. Woods says hospitals, big and small, have become prime targets because of valuable patient data that can be sold or held for ransom. Cyber attacks can also slow or even stop doctors' ability to treat patients. If too many medical devices and systems are paralyzed, hospitals must send patients elsewhere, and the delays can put lives at risk. For small hospitals, building up good cyber defenses is hard, says Bob Olson. He's CEO of the Montana Hospital Association.
One, it is expensive, and to find IT professionals, they have the same kinds of problems of recruiting people to be in the more rural communities.
Earlier this year, hackers targeted a big national company that processes medical payments. Doctors couldn't get paid, and pharmacists had trouble filling prescriptions. More attacks on hospitals followed, and in June, the Biden administration rolled out a new plan to fight back. As part of that, Google and Microsoft will offer small hospitals a year of free security oversight and heavy discounts on cybersecurity software. But cybersecurity experts say when the year-long deal expires, small hospitals could be vulnerable again. Amy Stepanovich with the Future Privacy Forum would also like to see federal money allocated to help hospitals respond and recover.
Folks who are in the cybersecurity industry frequently say they have to be perfect all the time. All the attacker needs is to find the one hole.
When rural hospitals are hacked, it can be even more dangerous for patients. Again, analyst Bo Woods.
If you're going to a hospital that's been hit by ransomware and you get diverted to another one that's an hour away, then you lose all the advantages that you have of the modern healthcare system.
Woods works for CyberMed Summit, which runs simulations to help doctors and nurses practice what to do during cyber attacks. Arman Hussein is a medical resident in D.C. During two simulations, he had to treat a stroke and a heart attack.
And both of those scenarios are ability to use the computer and actually some of our ability to use the vitals monitoring software went away in the middle of the simulation.
Hussein resorted to tracking heart rate and blood pressure manually, but getting crucial medications or lab results took longer, and there was no way to check if his patients were allergic to medications.
Putting yourself in that scenario is going to bring forth like all of these different logistical questions that you would have never thought of were you not in that situation itself.
He says every hospital should provide this training and have plans in place so patients can get the life-saving care they need, even when the digital world goes dark. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.